here's a story from The World.
The Congo rainforest is the second largest in the world. It plays a big role in capturing and storing carbon dioxide. But new policy measures in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have some people there worried about the health of their rainforest. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi reports.
Nearly 20 years ago, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, took a radical step. The government effectively put a moratorium on timber logging in the Congo rainforest. The aim was to give the DRC a chance to come up with a sustainable plan to manage its forest resources and prevent a free-for-all logging spree. But now the DRC is planning to remove that measure in order to develop its industrial logging sector as a way to generate revenue. That's got a lot of people concerned, including Sergei Sabine Ngwato of Greenpeace Africa. He's based in the DRC's capital, Kinshasa.
Nous pensons que cette décision est une menace.
Ngwato says it's a bad decision for the Congo rainforest and for the millions of people who depend on it. The forest has already suffered from deforestation due to the charcoal industry. Ngwato says he worries that the move will lead to exploitation and deforestation by multinational corporations, but the existing moratorium has not actually stopped logging. Activists say some companies have continued operating illegally thanks to corrupt officials. Still, Ngwato says ending the moratorium will just make things worse and, in his words, bring a climate catastrophe.
Nous les avons exhortés à ce qu'ils doivent veiller.
He tells me Greenpeace and some 40 other organizations are calling on foreign donors to withhold financial support if the DRC lifts its logging ban. This comes at a time when the country is seeking $1 billion in funding to protect its forests. And as the DRC prepares for the upcoming UN Climate Change Conference in Scotland.
Souhaiter que la République démocratique du Congo en tant que nation ait un seul son de cloche.
In August, environmental official Constantine Quette said the DRC needs to be unified as the government seeks climate financing to protect its forest. The DRC has shot back at critics, questioning why other countries can benefit from the Congo rainforest, but not the DRC. Sergei Abundu is with the Forest Governance Observatory, a local environmental NGO.
On peut effectivement commencer à discuter de manière tranquille sur la levée.
He says the DRC can start talking about lifting the logging ban, but only once the government takes steps to improve forest management. And it's taking a few already. The DRC is looking at creating a carbon tax and a national forest policy.
Pour moi, tout ce que les communautés forestières demandent, qu'elles soient pygmées.
Abundu says local communities also have a right to the forest resources, and better policies will help them too. Vikarba Tundihangi is an advocate for the indigenous forest communities. He argues that there are better ways to generate revenue.
On préserve nos forêts, mais on investit dans la promotion du tourisme.
He points to tourism as an example. That helps the economy, but doesn't have to hurt the forest. But the DRC's parliament has already approved a measure to end the ban on industrial logging. And last week, the government said it has no intention of renegotiating its decision with anyone. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.